Hey everyone, and welcome to That Is What She Read. This week we are discussing the first half of The Love Hypothesis by Allie Hazelwood, and we have thoughts. Go for it, ladies.
Oh man.
Oh, I want to hear what you guys want to say.
Yeah, because... you go first, Shannon.
Yeah.
So the friend, is it on?
On. Yeah.
She's annoying as fuck. Like, I cannot, like, she needs to mind her own business. She drove me insane. I think she was just super skeptic, but it was almost to an annoying of trying to make, what's her name? Olive. Prove that she was dating Carlson, even though she obviously, well, she is, but she isn't. But I felt like she was just overly pushy about it.
It almost makes you wonder if she caught on. And, like, she's like, right. So, how about you?
So, I kind of saw it.
Yes?
No? Hello?
Allie, where'd you go?
Shit.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. My screen shut off, and then it was like, never mind.
It was the perfect time to be like, well, I think, and then it was silence. And we're like,
yeah, okay.
Shit,
so,
bad.
My bad.
I was like, what I said was bad, sorry.
No, so I kind of think she was a little suspicious, but I also think part of it was her trying to get over her own guilt of Loki stealing her boyfriend.
Loki?
Loki.
I was like,
what does Loki have to do with anything?
I thought you were just making like an allergy really... pill. I was like, I thought you were making a seamless segue into something else, and my brain did not catch up. I was like, what?
You know, I did say it kind of fast, so I can see. I can see, where... but she did steal her boyfriend, like.
No, she didn't.
She dumped him because she knew they were into each other and felt like she was a third wheel, you know?
But she said that she wasn't really into people. She only went on the date because Malcolm wanted her to.
Right.
Yes. But I think she was, her friend was trying to be like, okay, I need to make sure that's what really was happening and not her just trying to be a good friend. I'm going to be honest, girl code is very much thing, and I would not date anyone my friends have dated.
Oh, fair. Definitely.
Ever. In a billion years. Like, it would take a lot of convincing.
I cannot speak on the subject.
See,
depends on the friend.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it depends on, like, there's a spectrum. Like, if it's something, depending on how much time has passed, where people are in their lives, et cetera, et cetera. But to me, it'd be super, super weird. I know that you were getting really irritated with Olive, right, Shannon?
I'm just irritable, so I'm... Yeah. So she just seems to... She's, like, aloof to life. And found ways to just make things worse every time something would happen. So rather than standing her ground of, no, I don't want to date Jeremy, you are 100% go ahead and date him, she sexually harassed somebody to convince her friend that...
He did kiss her, though.
He did kiss her back.
Still, like, that's... I don't know. I feel like if somebody just randomly kissed me, I'd probably be pretty pissed, though. But again, I'm irritable and crotchety, so.
Man.
Depends on the person, dude.
True.
I've been randomly kissed by some really weird people. Mostly women, though, to be fair. I haven't had dudes randomly try to kiss me, so that's...
I have had dudes randomly try to kiss me, and that shit pisses me off. But yeah. I have randomly been kissed by a woman, and I have randomly kissed women, and...
That's okay.
See, and I think that falls into it. Like, we also show each other our tits all the time. Like, guys don't.
Yeah. Hey, dude, look at my dick. Like, that doesn't happen.
I'd rather have unsolicited tit pics than I would dick pics. You know what I mean? That aside, yeah, the beginning of this book, it was weird. Like, obviously hoping people have read this by the time they find the podcast. I think it was pretty obvious in the beginning, the guy that she meets with the, where she's wearing the expired contacts, where her eyes are fucking burning because she's an idiot, is Adam, the dude who she's now in a fake relationship with, where it's clearly not fucking fake. They need a sex. Please sex. Sex each other.
Yeah. I've been reading too much boy love and smut for this not to just fucking happen already. Like,
you claws know, or not, make it happen.
That. It's a lot of fade to black.
Right.
And the boy love. You know, sometimes I was reading a really sweet one and then, like, I read 90 chapters and it was just sweet, slow stuff. And the next one was like, oh, we're finally dating. But how can we even know if we really like each other? I guess there's only one way to find out. And then three chapters of them just fucking. This is how we're going to find out if we love each other?
I mean, some people do it that way.
You know, sometimes you don't know if you like someone unless you know if they got a good peen.
I mean, that's helpful.
Yes.
It's so helpful.
You can put up with a lot for the good peen.
Oh, God, I have. fuck.
Thanks for calling me out, Allie.
We called all of ourselves out. She's so... I don't want to say, like... I'm not going to say she's spectruming, because that's not fair. It's a very buzzwordy thing now. But it's like, she's clearly... Like, she has compartmentalized the process of actually growing that she's stuck. And she has that fear of attachment to people. And she's very aloof. And she's almost, like, disconnected childlike, which is a little bit weird. And then you have Adam, who, by the way, in the way they describe him, does not look anything like he is on the front of the book to me, because that just looks fucking weird.
Oh, I don't even know what he was described as.
I mean, like, essentially Adam Driver-ish, but, like, not with a honking schnoz, as far as I can tell.
I think he's hot.
Oh, well, they did say something about a strong nose or a long nose or something like that, so maybe.
Okay, so it's Adam Driver, it's fine.
What is, so when they were at the picnic and on the way there, they were talking about how Ann was going to be pushing the sunscreen, which I don't think is a bad, like, as the resident ghost, like, I think we can all agree sunscreen is a good thing. Why is it such a big deal that she wants them to wear sunscreen? Did I miss something?
People get annoyed with me. I am the sunscreen... Except Justin's worse than I am. If I'm telling everyone to put sunscreen on, then he'll be like, why aren't you putting sunscreen on? So Justin's worse than me. But my sister, my mom, everyone gets annoyed by me telling them to put sunscreen on.
I can't remember to, which is why I always get sunburnt. But sunscreen is a great idea. And
well, you need to spray it. Then you can just yourself and then forget about it.
I'm not allowed to because I don't spray it properly and then I get weird burn marks.
Oh, no.
I've missed, like, the whole back of my leg, a stripe down my back. Like, I'm not allowed to use the spray stuff anymore. I can only use the cream.
I think my aunt just fucking gave her, like, a whole double handful. Like, here you go. Here's the extra. Find something to do with it.
See, that's what I mean about her being annoying. Not the sunscreen part, but I feel like... Even if she is doubting that they're dating and her pushing for her to prove it, like, that would drive me insane. But, again, I'm also irritable and crotchety.
No, and I'm also not super huge into PDA now. Like, I would be irritated at my age, and that is how she's younger than me. But I would not want someone to be like, oh, he did a thing. Go make out with him in front of everybody. Like,
yeah, when she pushes the truck out of the way and, like, bottles the traffic or yeah, it's like I'd have told her to go fuck herself. Like, don't tell me what to do. But that's me again. She's very young and uncertain and seems very, like, aloof and wants to prove it. And
I wonder when Jeremy's gonna tell everyone that it was fake, since he's a big mouth,
right?
Was it Jeremy or Malcolm?
Well, it's Malcolm.
It was Jeremy.
No, it was Malcolm.
No, but Jeremy overheard them when they were talking.
Did he for sure though?
I think that's what they're alluding to. He's been avoiding her.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think he's gonna say something.
And then she'll be like, haha, you're wrong because we're fucking now.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Mm.
It's gonna get dramatic.
I think her friend's gonna get super pissed that she lied to her. She seems the type.
Yeah. Which is stupid. But they're so young.
I'm old.
Excuse me.
I resemble that remark.
Oh,
is gone notes. For him? I took notes on this, surprisingly. Gone for him? Is that like, am I too old for that? Because I keep saying gone for him, saying that, referring to her being in love with him.
It's such a weird phrase.
Okay, so it's not just me not knowing what the hell, because I read that a few times. I'm like, what? Where are they going? Oh, she loves them. That's what they mean.
Okay, now hear me out.
Okay.
Okay, so I was reading a manga earlier.
No.
Yes, yeah, surprise, surprise. But it said there is this term, and I'm pretty sure it said, like, I'm gone for, and it was a boy love, for him or for her, but this is a direct translation of this word. And it just pretty much means you're, like, enamored with them. And as soon as you said that, I was like, I literally just read that translation note. And I'm going to have to go, one, try to figure out what fucking book I was reading. And I'm going to screenshot it. And I think I'm pretty sure it is a Korean word.
I opened the back flap, and she'd lived in German or in Japan as well as Germany. So Japan.
Okay, so then I know which one I was reading, and it is you'll have to look it up. But yeah, that's a direct translation of a word that pretty much means like you're obsessed with or like you have a hardcore crush.
Yeah, so that explains it. So she kind of, I bet she reads manga too.
That's probably it, because that's it. Literally was almost in every page. And why I was just like, this is some weird deja vu, is because while I was reading the series, I'm reading like three series at the same time right now. But while I was reading this series, I was like, this is such a weird phrase to say over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm realizing she probably reads boy love, because I've only read it in boy love. Actually, you know, I haven't read a whole lot of straight romance, so that could be a romance thing.
The look on her face in the back says she probably is reading some right now when she had that picture taken.
Oh, yeah?
If you look at the look, she looks...
Oh, I do have... I have the cover over here, I think. I take the cover off, and then I put the actual book by my side of the bed. Yes, I do have the cover here.
I do the same thing, because between myself and Boogie, we will ruin it, and we can't have nice things, so I have to separate them.
She has a PhD. I love her. She looks
startled by something.
Boy love.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to send her a message and ask her if she reads boy love.
You should.
Oh, tell us if she responds.
This Maybe is my she... research project.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you read boy love, and is that where you got this saying from?
I'll look for another Q&A like we did with the Half Sick of Shadows, and I'll be the only person to be bombarding with uncomfortable questions.
God, do you read this boy love that I'm reading right now? You know, this one would not be an awkward question.
Just don't throw out spoilers.
There you go. Yeah, like I did. Jesus, sorry guys.
You heathen.
I know.
What spoilers?
Oh, remember when I did Half Sick of Shadows? Like they wanted you to do the questions, and I immediately asked what the hell that meant at the end of the book, and they're like, spoilers. And I was all sorry. Okay.
Can I tell you, I forgot that was a book. I thought you were talking about the What We Do in the Shadows.
That was way better than the book. The show is so much way better. The show. What We Do in the Shadows is fantastic. The movie was great. The show is great.
Yeah. I didn't know there was a book.
I've never heard of it.
Remember
how God, I know I just said I don't like vampire stuff that much. Take it back. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that that was a thing.
I think it's on Hulu.
It is on Hulu. Yes.
You gotta go.
I suck at watching TV.
Yeah, but it's funny.
You need it's hilarious. You gotta start with the movie, though.
Like, I do have one annoyance.
Yes.
Okay, they're going to the most popular place in town to have their fake dates, and they loudly talk about how they're not actually dating and they're tricking everybody. Let me tell you, when I'm in coffee shops, I eavesdrop. And especially if I'm like, ooh, I know those fuckers and I hate that dude. Like, if everybody knows this asshole, you're telling me they literally were right next to the barista talking to her and then talking about how they weren't really dating. You're telling me that barista doesn't go to the school?
Right.
Yeah. Is it horrible that I kind of like Carlson, though? Or Adam?
No. I like him. I like them both. But I don't know.
Wait, I want to know what his hang-up is. Because I think he was trying to break it to her that he basically was the guy in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if... like, there's some, obviously, big some shoe he's that's going to drop. And I'm wondering... Oh, God. suddenly we're reading a kink novel.
Yeah.
Hey. Peggy on podcast. But I'm wondering, like, if his friend is trying to sleep with her, too. Tom, since he's like...
Oh.
I think Tom's trying to get her to go to Harvard so that he'll be more likely to go to Harvard as well.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Tom's a douchebag. No, I think he's a fuckboy.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
What if he's gay?
That would be funny. I think
Malcolm, or bisexual.
Malcolm gets with Malcolm. Bi.
I'd say at least bisexual, because according to Adam, he has a lot of girlfriends in a lot of places.
The confession. Yes. Yeah.
Where it drops it, where like she's pouring her heart out.
Why would she meet him there?
Because she's an idiot.
Yeah, that's all I can think of.
And she's like in like 110 billion words, basically loudly proclaiming her love and her distraught for being in love with him. Openly,
we're not using the L word.
Basically, yeah, and Malcolm is basically gone from the eyes wide to the frantically saying her name to the waving in the air like, you fucking bitch, look up behind you. Didn't get it.
To be fair, he could have been like, hey, Dr. Carlson, how are you doing? And totally stopped her, and he didn't.
I think he was trying to, but she wouldn't shut up.
You know, and that's... Justin has done that a few times. To me. Yeah. So, like, it does happen, but the thing is, if I want to talk about being in love with someone, I'm not going to do it where I'm meeting them very soon.
Right.
Yeah.
So... that could have just been a, I know this place. Maybe I don't know why I know this place right now, but I know this place. It's something familiar to her. So she's like, let's meet there, because it's the first thing that she thought of, because she knew she had the fake date at 10. So that was just what her brain auto-filled with of, crap, just meet me here.
Right. Yeah, mistakes were made.
I mean, how else was she going to tell him, though? Kind of had to at that point.
Yeah, because she's having a hard time accepting the fact that she does have feelings for him. Like, she keeps mental monologuing about how she knows she does, but then, like, immediately veers her brain off of that. Like, haha, that's not real.
Well, because that's not the agreement that they have, so I can see why she'd be pushing that away of, like, no, we had an agreement of X, Y, and Z. I'm not allowed to have feelings because of the agreement of X, Y, and Z, so they don't exist.
Hmm. What about Flucella? How are you guys feeling about Flucella?
Oh, good God.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever read.
I was then mad at her for, like, forcing him to go
get a flu shot.
Yeah.
Why was that needed?
Not only that, but, like, what? Maybe it's going to go into why he's afraid of needles. Because she wouldn't even let him really explain, and he wouldn't. At the same time, like, he kept kind of, like, tripping up over it and then not. So I'm wondering if that's some kind of... he had some trauma.
What is he researching?
Yeah, it doesn't. Computational something something something.
It's above my pay grade, I know that.
I wonder if he'll above it.
Maybe he has like her mother had cancer.
Okay, am I just really fucking damaged, or do I just not get why people don't talk about death?
No, you're not damaged. I think it's not.
It's also could be ADHD, why you're so comfortable about it. People with ADHD are fine with trauma dumping.
Oh, totally. Like, I don't, then you catch yourself and you're like, ah, sorry, I've known you for a week.
So, I will say I appreciate all of the STEM talk and all of the lab talk and all the science talk. That's super fun.
That's fun.
It feels very drawn out at this point, so I'm hoping it, like, snowballs very quickly now is the other half of the book. Like, obviously, mm-hmm. they've got to fuck. I'll be super mad if they don't. I'll write her myself.
Okay, so speaking of National Novel Writing Month, this will segue back, by the way. So there is, when I was writing my first one, there is called a romance novel cheat sheet. Mm-hmm. Right? And you type in how long you want your book to be. NaNoWriMo, it is 50,000 words. So you type in 50,000 words and it breaks down your book in sections of when major plot points should happen. And right about now is the big, like, they fell in love, very obviously. And then in the plot point cheat sheet, this should technically be the falling out point before they fall deep in.
Oh. That
makes sense. I will send you the cheat sheet. Like, this book follows it almost perfectly. I really don't have more to add, except that we ended right at the main plot point, I think.
Right. So it's kind of hard. Like, what we already predict what's going to happen. We all kind of know already.
Yeah, I like that it's a light read.
Okay. So, okay, is anybody reading anything else?
I love manga. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
just manga.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boys with boys. That's what I'm reading.
Perfect.
Yeah. Information. Anyone else?
Just smut. Yep.
I'm going to start Ice Planet Barbarian 3. And.
Yeah, I got to read that too.
Maybe pick up Boogie. I know it's late. And then maybe pick up, was it Rock, Paper, Scissors or something? It's another Book of the Month book.
Sweet.
It's on my nightstand, but I didn't have the attention span to read it. So let's give that one a go too.
Anyway, all right.
Well, good night. You too. Bye, ladies.
Good night.